Do you have a difference in your mind between a rock and a stone? Oh, maybe
a hard place.
Did we already discuss that? No, we didn't. A rock and a stone.
No. I think a stone, to me, has more, it's more refined than a rock. The rock is harder, and I mean, not necessarily harder, but it has sharper edges, and it could be more on a boulder style than a rock, but the rocks can be boulders, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's see, I think if you want to continue this tomorrow, mm-hmm. there's only 3 pages left, or we could finish them now, probably, if you'd like to.
You may go ahead.
Is that okay?
If you don't mind.
When do you have to leave?
I don't have to. Well, it wouldn't take more than another half hour, maybe.
No.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
If you're not too tired.
Oh, no. This is fine. A woman who's lost her husband is a...
Widow.
And a child that is born out of wedlock.
Illegal.
Okay. A noisy serenade after a wedding.
Noisy serenade. What do they call those things? I don't know.
Chivalry? Have you heard of a chivalry?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of it. I've read about them. But
I heard they used to have them in New Mexico.
Probably do, and from Mexico. Mm-hmm. I think it would be very prominent in Mexico, and then it would go into New Mexico, but I've never been associated with them.
Okay. A musical instrument that you blow. Mm-hmm.
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, with a harmonica, you can play?
Tunes.
Mm-hmm. Or? Same with a piano, you can play?
Tunes.
Or the orchestra
selections.
Plays.
With what?
The orchestra plays beautiful
music.
Yep. And a toy that kids play on, it goes up and down.
I call it a seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call it teeter-totter, but that's too Yankee.
Okay. the clavicle of a turkey that you pull out, it looks like a Y, and you can pull on each end.
Oh, wishbone.
If you carry a heavy load upstairs, you say you have to what it up the stairs? You have to
carry it upstairs?
You sort of like a complaining thing. You say, I had to
pull it up. No, push it up. Pull it up.
Something that would emphasize the weight of the object.
Yeah. Burden. Heave.
Yeah, heave would work.
Heave.
I had to heave it up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You would say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, doggy. He's a good doggy. Yeah, he's a pretty doggy.
She's a good girl.
Yeah. We're doing pretty good here.
Come on, son. Come on, baby.
The opposite of boyfriend is?
Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other words for girlfriend?
I think it's nice just to say friend.
Uh-huh.
I don't like this.
Well, in terms of a boy, you know, a boy would say...
A date.
Yeah, his girlfriend. He would also call her his...
Well, girlfriend, yeah.
Do you know some local celebrations that we have in El Paso? Parties, fairs?
Well, the quintessential that the Mexican girls do at 15 years of age. And, of course, we have our 4th of July celebrations and our Sun Carnival celebrations that, you know, encompass a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the debutantes. And,
what about when all the cowboys get together and rodeos?
Uh-huh.
If a person likes jokes, he has a good sense of
humor.
And a person you bring with you to a party is your...
Escort?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, depending on who or my date.
Well, what would the difference...
If I were a woman, I'd say escort.
Hmm.
If it was a man bringing somebody, it would be his friend or his date, I would think.
Okay, that's interesting. Women apply what to their face?
Makeup.
The red...
Rouge.
Mm-hmm. And a guy who dresses up in cowboy clothes, but he's not really a cowboy, is a...
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Now, does dude just mean that, or can dude mean other things?
Yeah. Well, there's what they call a Jew's ranch, which means sort of a make-believe Western ranch. Mm-hmm. Dudes could be, mean other things, I think.
Okay, a place where people are buried is the...
cemetery.
And the ceremony for a person who's died is the...
funeral.
And a person is buried in a...